Then the Lord ordered the fish to spit Jonah out onto the beach. When Jonah was inside the fish, he said a prayer. I cried out to the Lord in my great trouble, and he answered me. I cried to you from the land of the dead, and the Lord heard me. Jonah, as we know, is running away from a task that God has called him to do. And he starts praying this very long prayer. And right at the end, he says, "But I will offer sacrifices to you with songs of praise, and I will fulfill my vows, for my salvation comes from the Lord alone." So there's this prayer that Jonah prayed while inside the fish, a very difficult situation, I can only imagine. And so what's the only thing that he could do? He's disobeyed God. He's gone and done what he wanted. Now he's in the belly of this whale, as we would say today, a huge fish, and he prays this prayer. And then we hear in today's verse, the Lord ordered the fish to spit Jonah out onto the beach. Sometimes we can be in those difficult situations saying, "What's happening, God? What is happening? Why are you doing this? Why are you letting this happen? Surely, God, you don't let bad things happen." And sometimes the answer is just to pray. Pray in those bad situations and pray to God. And we just hear some of those words, and there are many, many more, that Jonah starts to praise God. "I will offer sacrifices to you as songs of praise, and I will fulfill my vows." He's learnt his lesson, but in saying "I will fulfill my vows," he's first saying, "I will offer you praise songs of praise," and saying, "My salvation comes from the Lord alone. It's not me that can do anything." In the midst of his trouble, He lamented to God. He lamented of his position. He lamented of his actions. But he also said, "God, I'm going to praise you. I'm going to praise you in this situation." And then what happens? The Lord told the fish what to do, to spit Jonah out onto the beach. Jonah's prayers were heard, and God delivered him from that, I'm sure, a very, very horrible and nasty situation. But in that situation, Jonah did the thing that he should do, and what we should do as well, and this is what we need to learn, is to pray to God. And when we pray to God in that way, yes, we can lament and we can say that we're sorry and we should have done differently, but we also praise God. Too often we forget to praise God in those situations as well, because we can be resentful because we are in those situations. But we mustn't be resentful. God is always in control. We see this when God ordered the fish. God is in control in all of these situations. He doesn't know, we think he doesn't know what's going on, but he knows exactly what is going on. Sometimes he's just waiting for us to mature or understand and come to him. And when he sees that through these difficult times that we might have grown or learned a lesson, then he says, now is the time is right for you. Then we look back on those situations and we go, "You know, I'm so glad I went through that situation. I didn't want to go through it and it was horrible, but I've grown because of it. And I've grown to know God more because of it, and I'm growing to know that God is with me in those situations." So when we go through those bad situations, let us just pray to God about all those feelings, about all the things that might happen, but also let's praise him as well, and know that God will one day at one point deliver us from those situations. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Jonah was in a difficult situation. He called out to you. He said what he needed to say, but he also praised you. And so may we do those things as well, knowing that you are fully in control. Amen.